You've worked in public radio for 30 years, starting with an internship at NPR, where I understand you went on to do almost every job you can do at NPR. Go back a little farther, though. What led you to an interest in radio in the first place?
I had no interest in radio in the first place. None, zero, nothing. I really did. I'm like a normal person, and really, like, radio, who cares? Like, honestly, who cares about radio? Like, you know, like the medium of our time is television. Films can be pretty interesting, too. Really, who cares about radio? You'd have to be a real geek. And so I had no special interest in radio at all, like any normal person. And I was it was my freshman year of college, and I was looking for a summer job. And I got a summer job that paid money at a pizza place. But then in addition, I talked my way into an internship at NPR. And I had never heard NPR on the air. Basically, I wanted a job that would be in the media. And so I went to all the local TV stations and radio stations and ad agencies in Baltimore, where I grew up. And there was one guy at the kind of the album FM, you know, rock station in Baltimore. And he's like, we haven't got anything for you. But, you know, there's this new outfit called National Public Radio out in D.C. And he had a friend who was working there. And I went and visited his friend and kind of just like talked my way into just letting them let me stick around and make promos. That was my first gig to make promos as the intern. And I had worked a little bit on my college radio station. So I had some very basic skills. Though, truthfully, the tech of radio, you know, like a kind of tech happy person could pick up in a day. So that's not so super hard, and that's how I ended up there. And then just kind of like one thing led to another. Like NPR turns out to be a really wonderful place to work, and the people are really wonderful and really smart. And I just kind of bounced from job to job.